ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
We have come to the last and final chapter of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, that is the sixth chapter, which comes in Kila Kanda, the third Kanda of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. A miscellaneous portions are given here. This sixth chapter also contains five sections consisting of upasanas and certain karmas also given there. Now I will give the summary of this fifth chapter. The first brahmanam, first section that is known as prana sambhada brahmanam. It's a very famous story that which occurs in Chandogya Upanishad also. Prana is Vyashti Prana, is known as Hiranyagarbha at Samashti level. Hiranyagarbha Samashti Prana ityarthaha. So Hiranyagarbha Samashti Prana is available in our body also. In every being, the prana is available. Along with the prana, there are five sense organs of action. Five sense organs of knowledge. Karma indriyani, jnana indriyani. Manas also, antahkaranam. All are there. Once these prana and sense organs have a debate, they are all sitting freely and sitting and discussing. Who is great among all of us? Who is great among all of us? So everyone thinks, I am great, I am great. But let us have another person, outside person, and decide who is great among us. And all of them went to Brahmaji. Then Brahmaji said, if I say any one of you great, then you all may not convince. Even if I say also, prana is great or eyes are great, you may not agree with me. Better you all find out. I'll give one nice exercise to all of you. May you go for walking for 1 year. All of you, one sense organ or one karanam instrument can go out of the body, leave the body, and see that by whose absence body become inauspicious. By whose absence body become inauspicious amangalam. Body cannot function. Body is as good as dead. It cannot live. That principle is the greatest principle. You have to accept that. Then they all agree. This is a nice suggestion. Let us go. Then one organ, eyes went out for 1 year, and after 1 year, and these eyes thought people are all waiting for me, Srotra Indriyam, Rasana Indriyam, Ghana Indriyam, maybe they invite me. So they are all people suffering without me. Like that eyes came and asked, how you live without me for 1 year? They said, happily we lived. Like a blind person, we lived. Without you also, body doesn't become inauspicious. We lived like a blind person who lives. Then Srotra Indriyam went out. After 1 year, Srotra Indriyam also came, enter into the body and ask, how you lived? Just like a deaf person, we have kept one machine also. I use the mission, இன் மாடர்ன் டேஸ் வி ஆர் ஹேவிங் லாட் ஆஃப் மிஷின்ஸ். இதெல்லாம் என்னோட கதை. ஓகே, சும்மா சொல்றேன். லைக் தட் வி லிவ் லைக் எ டெஃப் பர்சன். தென் ஸ்ரோத்ரேந்திரியன் தாட் ஐ ஆம் நாட் தட் மச் கிரேட். லைக் தட் ரசனேந்திரியம் வெண்ட், தென் கிராண இந்திரியம் வெண்ட். ஒன் வென் ஆர்கான் வென் தே கோ அவுட் தேர் ஹாப்பிலி லிவிங், ஈவன் மைண்ட் கோஸ் ஆல்சோ. ஒன்ஸ் மைண்ட் தாட் வித்தவுட் மீ திஸ் பர்சன் கேனாட் சர்வைவ் அன் மைண்ட் தாட், தென் தே சேட் மெனி பீப்புள் ஆர் லிவிங் வித்தவுட் திங்கிங். Many people are thinking without, living without thinking. Like that we lived happily enough. And mind also lost its hope. Then last chance that the prana has to go about outside. And prana is planning to go out. What happened that time? The body, eyes are not able to see. Ears are not able to listen. And each sense organ lost its function, becoming weaker and weaker. And Upanishad gives a nice example there. Just like a horse which is tied to a pole. Four legs are tied, suppose. Horse, neck, everything is tied. That horse, very strong horse, trying to pull it, the rope from that, it wants to go away. How much force it pulls, what will happen? All other sides also will come up. Horse is so strong. Like that, once prana, suppose you pull one leg, the whole desk will move. You pull even one leg, whole desk will move. Like that, prana trying to go, the sense organs recognize that we are going to useless. Once prana goes out, then they requested prana, oh prana, don't go outside, you have not gone. If you are trying to go itself, we are becoming so weak. If you really goes out, that's all, we cannot survive, please stay back. Then prana asked, you all should worship me. Prana asked, you all should give me food, you all should give me water, you all to provide everything, vastram, all these things in prana. Just a story. Okay, that means you have to respect me, revere me. Next time, don't ask like, who is great and madre. Don't ask like that. So prana stayed there. This is called prana samvada brahmana. So between prana and other sense organs are also, sometimes they are also called as prana. Because as though prana, they are all helping us. But not mukhya prana. This main prana is the mukhya prana. So prana samvada brahmanam. So whoever does this upasana, Hiranyagarbha upasana, prana samashti prana upasana, they get lot of phalam. So upasana chapter, we have to say, meditate upon your own prana and universal Hiranyagarbha prana. Pranasyedam vashes sarvam. ரிதிவே யத் பிரதிஷ்டிதம் மாதேவ புத்ரான் ரக்ஷஸ்வ சீச்ச பிரஜ்ஞாச்ச விதேஹி ந இதி. பிராண ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ் லைக் எ மதர். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் மதர் ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ் ஹர் சைல்ட், அவர் பிராணா இஸ் ப்ரொடெக்டிங் அஸ். திஸ் இஸ் த எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பிராமணம். நவ் கம் டு த செகண்ட் பிராமணம். ஹவு டு மெடிடேட் அப்பான் பிராணா? ஸ்ரேஷ்டத்வம், ஜேஷ்டத்வம், விசிஷ்டத்வம். Like that you have to meditate upon prana. When you do pranayama, what you have to think? If I do pranayama, I live so many years. If I do pranayama, you should not think like that. Na? Pranayama pannumbodhu, into reverence bhavana that we have to develop. Not too selfish. Okay, the total prana, because of this prana only, I am alive. This prana is there in invisible form, like electricity. Like that, some reverence you have to first learn how to breathe properly. Learn to sit straight and breathe properly. That itself is giving respect to prana. Okay. So that we are benefited by that prana. Now come to that second Brahmanam. Four topics are here. Varieties of karma phalams and gati are given here. It begins with a story again. Akhyayika first. Second topic is Panchagni Vidya. Third topic is Shukla Gati. Fourth topic is Krishna Gati. Four topics are come under this second Brahmanam. In this, Shweta Ketu, the son of Uddalaka, became a scholar. You know that Shweta Ketu story. That Shweta Ketu became very arrogant because of his scholarship, knowledge. I am so great. Uddalaka, his father, he learned from his father. After studying everything, he wanted to show his scholarship. He went to Pravahana Jaivali. Pravahana Jaivali or Jaivali. Vabayo Rabhedaha. Okay, Jaivali. He approached him and he wants to, you ask me some questions, I know everything, I have studied everything like that, the Shweta Ketu said. Then Pravahana Jaivali asked 5 questions. Pravahana Jaivali asked 5 questions. You can give me answer any one of the questions. One question in the 5 questions, I do not know. What are those questions? Just like when a jiva dissociate from this physical body, where this jiva goes? Please tell me. Once the body, it is dead, the jiva travels, where the jiva goes? Suppose you say so and so place he goes. Why that place is not full? Many people are going after death. Why that place is not becoming full? And wherever is outside they creep, no, hall is full. But go on, it is, people are going there, why it is not full? And how long it will take to that jiva to get another body? What are the stages that jiva undergoes? And where the jiva travels? How, what gati he travels? But like that 5 questions when he asked, Shweta Ketu said, look at him. What my father taught me, I do not know all these things. He rushed to his father. Before rushing to his father, they will ask to take food, then go. You are my guest. Take bhiksha and go now. I don't want bhiksha. I want to. Because his ego was what? No, pretty pricked. Therefore, once ego is pricked, person cannot withstand. It is a bloated ego, no? Like a balloon. Pravahana Jaivali pricked his ego. Therefore, he immediately rushed to his father and shouted at him, what you taught to me? Oh, father, what you taught to me? That Pravahana Jaivali asked 5 questions. Even single question I could not answer. You have not taught everything to me. But you said everything you have taught to me. And father said, what he asked, tell me. And first, these are the questions he has asked. Then father said, I too do not know. I too don't know. Huh? If I know, I would have taught to you. I too don't know. Therefore, let us go, both of us together, and learn from that Pravahana Jaivaryana. Then Shweta Ketu says, Navaramate, you go prick, no, you don't want to go there. Then, okay, if you don't want to come, I'll go and learn. With Vinayam and Shraddha, Uddalaka, great Pandit, went to that Pravahana Jaivali, and Vidhipurakama, he learned from him. That next topic, Pravahana Jaivali taught to Uddalaka. Panchagni Vidya. How the jiva travels. This is Akshayika. First topic over in second Brahmanam. Second topic in the second Brahmanam is Panchagni Vidya. Very, very beautiful topic. Worth to know. What is that Panchagni Vidya? Pancha means fire. Agni means fire. 5 fires. When a person dies, he leaves only physical body. The subtle body will get another subtle, but invisible body, it continues. That a subtle body, the jiva continues in subtle body, that subtle body is protected by the fire, given by the fire, blessed by the fire. So the subtle body, sukshma shariram. Let us understand, see, we have outer shell. This outer shell, this is come only given by mother. Mother or father, you know, both of them together gives the outer shell, not to the subtle body. Then after that cremation, once the person dies, they take him to cremation ground, they burn the body. Once they burn the body means what? It is an offering to the fire. They are offering that physical body, shell, outside body, this mamsa pindam, they offer to the fire. It is a yajnam. It is a type of yajnam. Therefore, it is known as antya ishti. Antya ishti. Antya plus ishti. Antya ishti. Last funeral rites, that's and all, when they perform, it is known as antya ishti. It is a form of yajna. We never think it is a body. Nowadays, electrical they are putting. Okay. One switch, if you put 1 minute later, it becomes ashes. So, this fire, even electric also fire only, no? That fire. That it is an offering to the fire. So, jiva enter into that agni. That jiva travels to swarga. The fire takes that person, jiva, to swarga loka. In that swarga fire, this jiva gets refined. It is a first process. First stage of process. Processing and children. Processing. The jiva also get refined, refined, refined. That's called process. First stage of process is called swarga agni. That is why agni only gives all limbs to our body. Eyes, ears, nose. Once we get this body, when we come to mother's womb, we get all limbs given by that devata. What we have to do? We have to offer intact to that agni devata while cremation. As you have come, you have to offer this body to agni devata. Kidneys eduthittu, kannu eduthittu panna koodadhu. Eye donation and all are not accepted in Veda Shastra. Eye donation, kidney donation, because you are offering what? Loda loda. Ella kaalchi panni. Inda organ kudutittu, anda organ kudutittu, ellara kudutittu, what you are going to offer to Agni Bhagavan? According to Shastra, it is not Shastric. Eye donation, kidney donation, all these things. So you have to offer to full and full to the Agni Bhagavan, Swarga Agni. Then jiva goes and stay for some time there and come to the second fire where he has to get refinement again. Rainy water, parjanya agni. Water agni, how the combination though? Don't ask, literally fire. As the fire is that which, furnace you keep, it getting goes into a process, no? Like that parjanya agni. Parjanana, rainy water. Yesterday rain, you have seen, no? How many jivas came out, down, we do not know. Yesterday, so many jivas are flying here. Correct, then, parungo. Rain came yesterday, jivas are flying all over. Mosquitoes also? Moth, mosquitoes, all insects. So many of them have come in the rain vandu vadane. Paathiya, innikku lesson idu varadunala rain vandu nete. Rainy water. So the jiva, the same jiva, from swarga agni to parjanya agni. From parjanya agni, one rain comes, next it enters on the prithivi agni. Prithivi agni. Rain falls where? On the earth. that water goes into that earth. What happens? And the Prithvi Agni, third Agni, the Jiva gets refined again. Third Agni. Once from that Prithvi, the vegetables, grains, all aushadis when comes, the human being eats. Human being or any being eats that vegetable. When the kai katre kai tarkali ellame, no, when they eating, the jiva who traveled through parjanya stick to that one vegetable or other because they came from earth only. So slowly when the tree is growing, the jiva hooked to that vegetable. And this person who buy from that Ranganath street market, maambalam, west maambalam, maambalam market poi kaigari vaangittu vandu cut pannumbodhu jeevan konna agadhu. There is no grass body. And then as subtle jeeva continues, and the person, male purusha agni, and the purusha eats that vegetable. வெண்டைக்காய் சாம்பார் சாப்பிட்டா நினைச்சுக்கோங்களே, அந்த ஜீவன் அப்படியே அவனுக்குள்ள போயிடுவான். This is the fact what is happening. People are not able to accept. Whether they accept it or not, you show any other thing, then I will accept this is not right. None of them, no scientist able to prove how jiva travels. Therefore, then the person, male body, father, when he eats that, the jiva enters father's body and converts into as a viryam. Then at the time of, that is fourth agni, purusha agni. Then at the time of conception, that jiva transferred to a mother's womb. Wife's womb he transfers, then that jiva grow in the mother's womb, yoshagni, fifth agni, yoshagni. We have all come like that only. We do not know how we have come. Shastra is telling, you see, this is apurva vishayam, namakku theriyada or vishayam. Shastra says, and that yosha agni in that jiva grows. Mother's womb alone is there. Right place, fertile land to get the grass body. Until this grass body the jiva gets, agni take care of through swargagni, parjanya agni, prithvi agni, purusha agni, yosha agni. Again, once you get body, what will happen? That jiva born and does lot of karmas. Again do karmas, again next birth, again karmas, again next birth. It is cycle, cycle, cycle. We do not know, we will get again a human body. We get again human body, we cannot say. Who knows, human being only eats that jiva. Goat may eat, lion may eat, tiger may eat. No? So, I mean, lion and tiger, they won't eat vendakkai. No? Yes, that's true. But when the goat takes a vegetable, the goat is eaten by tiger, lion. So jiva travels all the way from goat to lion. So therefore, somehow or other the jiva enters. This is what Pravahan Jeevali tells to Uddalaka. This is the process of refinement of the jiva. And the jiva takes the body according to his karma phalam, either human body or another body, which body we do not know. So what, by knowing this what, just like that, if you know, you will get vairagyam. By knowing this, you get vairagyam. I don't want to enter into any agni. I want to get mukti. Therefore, those who want to get vairagyam, they do panchagni advidya upasana. All five fires, you meditate upon them. So that it is useful for that person, upasana rupena, panchagni vidya. This is the second topic. Then the third topic is, first we take Krishna Gati. Sorry, Shukla Gati, and that order is full. Third topic is Krishna Gati. Then, where these people travel, what is the way, path, route map. After death, this is what every person is having in the mind. You know, every person is having a question, a doubt, where we are going after death. இப்பது நம்ம கண்ணு முன்னாடி இருக்கானே புசுக்குன்னு போயிட்டான், போயிட்ட கண்ணு காணுமே, எங்க போயிட்டான். Everybody is having this question. How he has gone, where he has gone. இப்ப ஒரு பேசிட்டே இருக்க, காலையில கூட பேசிட்டாரு சுவாமி, காலையில கூட பேசு, காலையில பேசிட்டாரு, மத்தியானம் பேசல. Where you must have gone. For that Upanishad gives answer. He is traveling to another place, that's all. No? He is dissociating. What do you mean by death? Death is nothing but dissociation from the physical body. It's called death. Dissociation from the physical body is called death. Shastra says this is not real death actually. We are thinking it is death. This jiva has not died. He is continuous. Until he gets jnanam, he continues. I am Paramatma, jnanam vara varakku, avanukku transmigration irundunde irukum. Punarapi jananam, punarapi marana, giant wheel madri. Nikkadu. 15 day irukona. Therefore, every jiva travels. How the jiva travels? No? First Krishna Gati, there are people who does lot of karmas. Lot of rituals they do. Japa, tapa, puja, homam, so all these things they do. They want to get lot of punya so that they want to go to better lokas. After death also they want to stay what? Punyam, some punyam, so that I can have nice house, separate house, nice bungalow, car, everything with more comfort, without more, no insects, no mosquitoes, no power cut. A better life sake this person works. Whoever does kamya karma for materialistic punyam, materialistic pleasures here, iha amutra. So the person is acquiring lot of punya. That person goes, after death he goes through Krishna Gati, Dakshinayana Marga. Andham tamah pravishanti. They enter into dark path. Krishna Gati anna dark. Krishna anna dark. Ratri Devata. Darkness is called Ratri. Krishna Paksha Devata or Ratri Devata or Dakshinayana Devata. So Dakshinayana Margena Krishna Paksha. All Devatas escorts for this Jiva. Vangu vangu. They put a red carpet. They put a red carpet. Yehi hiti ahutayaha tam archayantaha. Kundaka Upanishad. You have done lot of punya karmas. Therefore you are deserved. You have got visa. You got punya karma. Come on, swargaloka they take. So that Ratri Devatas and Ratri Devata, Krishna Paksha Devata in Dakshinayana Margena Dhuma Devata is all Krishna borrowed from here only. Lord Krishna. Krishna anna, edo Krishna, Krishna sweets anna nenekadu. Krishna means, Bhagavan Krishna borrowed that 8th chapter from this Brahmanam only. Ella copy da, Krishna re copy pandrar ellame. Illa Kathopanishad copied, ella copy panditar. Ottikittar, na copy panditan sollikittar na edathila. நாம என்ன சொல்ல மாட்டோம். லைக் தட் ஒன் ஜோக், டீச்சர் ஆஸ் வை யூ ஆர் ரிட்டன் திஸ் ஆன்சர் ராங், தட் அதர் ஆன்சர் சொன்னால கரெக்ட்லி யூ ஹவ் டன் தட் ஜோக். ஐ டோன்ட் நோ தட் பர்சன் வாட் ஹஸ் ரிட்டன், ஐ ரோட் காப்பி பண்ணிட்டான், அவன் தப்பு எழுதிட்டான், இவன் தப்பு எழுதிட்டான். அது மாதிரி ஒருத்தன் காப்பி பண்ணிட்டான்னா அவர் தப்பு பண்ணா இவன் தப்பு பண்ணுவான். பட் கிருஷ்ணர் விஷயம் அப்படி நடக்காது. ஏன்னா உபனிஷத் ஆல்வேஸ் டாக் எவ்ரி திங் ஃபேக்ட், கிருஷ்ணா ஆல்சோ சேஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி. ஓகே, நவ் திஸ் கிருஷ்ணபக்ஷ தேவதாஸ் லைக் எஸ்கார்ட் தே டேக் ஹிம் டு ஸ்வர்கலோக. ஹவு லாங் ஹி ஸ்டேஸ் இன் ஸ்வர்கலோக? ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் தட் புண்ணியா இஸ் தேர் ஹி ஸ்டே தேர் அண்ட் என்ஜாய் நைஸ்லி. தென் வாட் ஹேப்பன்? ஆஃப்டர் புண்ணியா ஓவர் நீங்க போயிட்டு வரலாம் சொல்லுவான். தே டெல் ஹிம் யூ கேன் கோ நவ். வேர் வேர் என்ன? வேர் ஃப்ரம் யூ ஹவ் கம், வேர் யூ ஹவ் டு கோ. தேதம் புக்த்வா ஸ்வர்கலோகம் விஷாலம் சீனே புண்ணியே மர்த்தியலோகம் விஷந்தி. எல்லாம் பைஹாட். மர்த்தியலோகம் விஷந்தி கூவும் கரையினிவே வந்தாச்சு. என்ன கம் பேக் டு த சேம் பூலோகா. ஓகே, திஸ் இஸ் த கிருஷ்ணகதி ஜீவா டிராவல். அகெய்ன் ஹீல் கம் பேக். நெக்ஸ்ட் டாபிக் இஸ் சுக்லகதி. தேர் ஆர் பீப்புள் ஹூ டு ரிச்சுவல் அலாங் வித் உபாசனா. Along with upasana, vidyaya karoti saha viryavattaram bhavati. Whoever does all rites, R-I-T-E-S, rites, rituals, homas, all these things, anything, even panchamahayajnas, even service, whatever you do, with upasana, what we did now, pranayama and omkara chanting is a type of upasana. இது கர்ம சமுச்சய, கர்ம உபாசனா சமுச்சயா, கர்மா பிளஸ் உபாசனா. இஃப் யூ டூ லைக் இன் விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம, ஆஃப்டர் சாண்டிங் பூஜா எவ்ரி திங் ஹாவ் டு சிட் அண்ட் டூ தியானம், உபாசனா பண்ணணும். இஃப் யூ டூ லைக் தட் உபாசனா சமுச்சயா, தட் கர்மா வில் பிகம் மோர் எஃபிகேஷியஸ் அண்ட் இட் சேஞ்ச் த ரூட் ஆஃப்டர் டெத். That Upasaka dies, instead of going to Dakshinayana route, Krishna Paksha, Ratri Devatas are inviting that side, but this person goes just opposite. Upasaka, after his death, he travels through Suklagati, bright path. Krishna Gati is a dark path. Yalla irutta irukku vange. But this is a bright path. Takkani Rajamargam. Bright path, Ahar Devata, Shukla Devata and Uttarayana Margam. Going to start another 15 days la, Uttarayana. People are all waiting, Uttarayana la poonu, Uttarayana la poonu. Just like that you cannot change Uttarayana. You have to do lot of sadhana. So that I have already discussed in that Bhagavad Gita. So Uttarayana this Jiva travels. And goes to where? Not Swarga Loka. Goes to Brahma Loka. Goes to Brahma Loka, where Brahmaji will be there. And he enjoys better than Swarga Loka. More comfort and knowledgeable Brahmaji sitting there and teach. If that person also does Upasana, Karma and all, Sakamataya, he will also come back. Rama. If he does Nishkamataya, suppose, that person will get Krama Mukti there. Krama Mukti. Return journey, non-returnable journey. All that. Return journey is Kamya Karma. Return journey, Brahma Lokan Ponanam Kuda, return journey, Karma plus Upasana, but Kamya Pandina, suppose, he'll come back again. But Karma Upasana Samuchaya Nishkamama, I don't want anything. லோக சமஸ்தா சுகினோபமந்து ஃபார் தி சேக் ஆஃப் வேர்ல்ட் ஐ டூ எவ்ரி திங், ஃபார் த சேக் ஆஃப் அதர் பீப்புள் ஐ டூ உபாசனா பூஜா எவ்ரி திங். தட் பர்சன் வில் நாட் கம் பேக், ஹி வில் அட்டெயின் கிரமமுக்தி. ஜீவன் முக்தி வராது, கிரமமுக்தி என்ன பிரம்மலோக. இஸ் கால்ட் சுக்லகதி ஸ்டோரி. டு த ஒன் ஹூ டிராவல்ஸ் த்ரூ சுக்லகதி அஹர் தேவதா, பிரைட் பாத், that Uttarayana Margena. This is the fourth topic. Next one, next Brahmanam we can go, third Brahmanam. Third Brahmanam is known as Srimantha Brahmanam. Srimantha Brahmanam. Now we are going to become a Karodupatis, you know. Those who want to become a Karodupatis, they can perform this what? Srimantha Karma. What do you mean by Srimantha Karma? to perform any ritual, rites, all these yajna, yaga, homas and all, you need money. You have to give lot of dakshina first, and you have to acquire lot of dravyams to do yajna, yagam, homam and all. So without money you cannot conduct. Therefore, a person who wants to do that karma, he wants money. Therefore, Sri Mantha Karma. Dhana Praptyartham Karma. Sri means prosperity. Mantha means paste. A person who wants to do Sri Mantha Karma, he has to prepare a paste. Paste and not Colgate paste and all. Pepsodent paste. Illa. Paste and normal what you can just mix in your house and all, then mau paste. The mau mix panna madri, some paste panna. With more than 10 to 12 varieties of grains he has to break. That list and all I gave when we were seeing the moolam. Ragi, yava, all this maize, so many grains. They have to bring and make nice powder. After making powder and they have to mix with dahi something, with ghee and all they have to mix. After mixing that, they have to keep near the, they have to make a homakunda. After making homakunda, they have to keep this paste patram, apde you have to keep there. And they have to offer ghee in that homakunda. When they are offering the ghee, that ladle, they have to keep on this paste patram. They have to keep on this patra. Pachikirdo. Okay. I have to keep that pay and that ladle. Every time when you offer there, and that ladle you should not keep side anywhere. Only on that drop of that ghee has to trickle in that paste patra where you kept that. Every time it has to trickle. Then so once the homa is over, this person has to take that as a prasadam. How much in a little? Full of ghee. Full of ghee, he has to take that. Once he takes that prasadam and he has to chant that vamsha. All the rishis' names he has to chant. And after that, what will happen? He will become a rich person. Rich person. Like Avahanti Homa in Taittri Upanishad. Here, Sri Mantha Karma. He became a rich person. We should not doubt, it is efficacious, Shraddhayoda pannanam. Upanishad says, this paste has got lot of efficacy. If you mix water in that paste and sprinkle that, mixture, water and paste mixture, if you sprinkle on a tree which is dried, no leaves at all, it is already dead almost, the tree. If you sprinkle on the tree become alive. Next day you can see full of green leaves. That much shakti it has got. So it is so efficacious. We should not doubt. Sandeham irunda phalam kudukadu. Adha. So he has to do that Sri Mantha Karma. This is the essence of third Brahmanam. Mantha Prashanam. Mantha Prashanam. First he has to prepare the paste, then homakunda, then he has to do sambhara, means and the dakshina and all, proper time, proper place, all the rules follow pannanu. Then that after completing that he has to come with full of taking bath and a lot of rules he has to follow and so direction he has to face and he has to take. Last la mantha prashanam. After completing this, fourth Brahmanam comes. Fourth Brahmanam is also a very, very nice chapter, but it's not for sannyasis. Solla vendiya topic illa idu. Ananum, just I'll give the gist. If you want to get a bright child, putra praptyartham manar. Suputra prapti. Okay. Putra prapta nedu putra anda. Noble child. A couple, when they want a noble child, what type of child you want, first you have to do sankalpa. After doing that sankalpa, there is again a ritual for them also. If I want a son, suppose, Shastra says, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, that couple, father, mother, that pair, no, that couple, wife and husband, have to make ganji with boiled rice. Upanishad is talking about boiled rice for them. They have to make a ganji, rice liquid and matter. With rice, boiled rice, they have to make, and they have to mix with some other ingredients also. There are so many ingredients, 8-9 ingredients they have to mix. அதெல்லாம் இருக்கும் புக்கில் நீங்கள் படிக்கலாம். ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ். தே ஹாவ் டு மிக்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் மிக்சிங் தட் தே ஹாவ் டு ஆஃபர் டு தேவதாஸ் தென் தே ஹாவ் டு கன்சியூம் அண்ட் தே ஹாவ் டு டூ சங்கல்பா. ஐ வாண்ட் எ பாய் வித் கர்லிங் ஹேர், ஐ வாண்ட் எ பாய் வித் குட் நைஸ் பிரைட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஷன், ஐ வாண்ட் எ பாய் வித் ஹூ கேன் என்டர் இன் டு கின்னிஸ் புக் ரெக்கார்டு. Or I want a Balagandharva, spiritual prodigy, music prodigy. If you want any prodigy, Eka Vediya irukkanuma, Oka Vedam padikkiravanu varanum venuma, Rendu Vedam, Dvivedi venuma, Trivedi venuma, Chaturvedi venuma, Enenna venumanna edhedhu sankalpam pannanum sollirukke. The time, muhurtam, everything, before conception, father, mother, with strict rules and regulations, if they follow, they get what type of child they want. After coming, handicapped, ana enna panna mudiyum illaya? So therefore they want a child, male child or female child, which child? Another important point I forgot to tell you, in Srimanta Karma, we have to teach it only to a son or to a shishya. We should not teach to all people. The Srimanta Karma can be taught only to one's own son or shishya, not to all people. In this, for Putra Praptyartham, the couples have to meet. That is why this Prakrita Karma, instinctive action, that is, male and female association, very Prakritam. But our Shastra convert even that mundane instinctive activities also into a samskrita karma, like a ritual. It is a ritual. So everyone should study that. Appa study panna puriyadu. We have to do lot of educational program. If in the schools vela sex education irukano ani solranne, what they are going to teach in the Brihadaranyakam, in the chapter teach panna solunga, what this fourth brahmana. They have to study thoroughly. Human beings, no, male and female relation, one fantastically it presents. What is the human relation? What for? Why we have to get children? How one male and female have the association? What type of association? What type of mind? What type of thoughts they have to entertain? With what sankalpa they have to live together? Amazing. You cannot find anywhere in the world. Then, once they decided like that, after taking that, consuming that, liquid, that padartham, after making with grains, taking that, and they get child. Therefore, they have to do certain samskaras to that child. What are those samskaras? We saw garbhadanam. Before the birth of the child, parents have to do on behalf of the child samskaras, refining, rituals. For that baby who is going to come, there are 41 samskaras total. From garbhadanam onwards, srimantonayanam onwards, again namakaranam, jatakarma, karnavedanam, cholam, so many are there. So many, and then upanayanam, vivaham, antyashti varakku poyitee irukkalam. Appadi anna prasanam, vidyabhyasam, ellame samskaram da. Ipo edho namke vaasi 4-5 irukku, adha srimantanayanam edho 2-3 irukku appadi. Adhe kuda edho pandran maari pandran. But everyone is converting each function to refine that chain. So therefore, first garbhadanam. What do you mean by garbhadanam? Garbhastha, purusha garbhastha jivasya pancham agnau adhanam garbhadanam. Purusha garbhastha jivasya, that is fourth agni. Pancham agnau, yosha agnau adhanam, installing that jiva in the mother's womb is called garbhadhanam. It is a great ritual where people are thinking, no, male female association is just becoming a very 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 what you can call, they are thinking very meager, very least inferior way they are thinking. But Shastra looks at that, it is an ignam. Then later that once the veil is growing, Simanto Nayanam, all those things, rituals are there. Once child born, immediately Jata Karma. The immediate ritual to be performed after the birth of the child. Immediate. That is called Jata Karma. Ritual, ceremony to be done after the birth. Immediately. Then Nama Karanam, naming ceremony. Father says, you are Brahman, I know that. You are Atma only. Because next time I am going to get two more children, suppose. I have already children. I am going to pair with the Ahana, all Atma, Atma, Gupta, all Atma, and all. So therefore I have to give name. Therefore naming ceremony. Vedosi, Vedosi, and it's called Kadhanachulli. But for my vyavahara sake, I am giving my tata name, my kullu tata name, all safely. Naga Venkata Subramanya Prasadanachulli. அப்புறம் என்ன பேர் வச்சுக்கிறான்? இதுதான் நாமகரணம். நாமகரணம் அப்புறம் நிறைய ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் எல்லாம் வரும். இது மாதிரி ஆர்டினரி முண்டேன் ஆக்டிவிட்டி பிராகிருத கர்மா, வாட் பீப்புள் ஆர் திங்கிங், அவர் உபனிஷத் கன்வெர்ட் இன்டு சம்ஸ்கிருத கர்மா. இட்ஸ் யக்ஞம். பிரிங்கிங் ஆஃப் த சைல்ட் இஸ் அன் யக்ஞம். கிவிங் பர்த் டு த சைல்ட் இஸ் அன் யக்ஞம். தேர்ஃபோர் தேர் ஹாப்பி ஆல் த டைம். They never look down upon this family, children, what is this, all this. Once you don't have this higher values about what you are doing, slowly you lose interest in them and you look down upon them, all other activities. Whatever naturally we are doing, Shastra convert, even eating, ordinary eating. Mood wellness apro, Shastra says what? பிராணாக்னி ஹோத்திரம் என்ன, வேற வேலை இல்லை வேதாத்துக்கு. ஏன்னா இதுதான் என்ன என்ன பண்ணினாலும் கூட, வாட் ஃபார் வேதா கன்வெர்ட் எவ்ரி ஆக்டிவிட்டி இன் டு ரிச்சுவல். ஒன் டே ஆர் அதர் திஸ் பர்சன் வில் பிகம் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல். இந்த ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் அப்ப இந்த நைட்டுக்கு என்னவோ ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஆக போறான் எல்லாரும். ஜான்வரி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சொல்லி அந்த மென்டல் ஹாஸ்பிட்டல் ஒரு கத்து கத்துவான். அந்த மாதிரி கத்துறான். 12 o'clock ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஜான்வரிக்கு ஜனானாம் வர்றி ஜான்வரி என்ன சுவாமி ஜனானாம் வர்றி ஜான்வரி என்ன. இங்க போய் அங்க போய் எல்லாம் அக்னிஹோத்ரி எல்லாம் அங்க உட்காருவான். எப்படி தெரியும்னு கேட்காதுங்க. பேப்பர்ல பார்த்தா 4 years back 3 years back த ஒன் ஹூ டைட் தட் பர்சன் பாய் நேம் இஸ் அக்னிஹோத்ரி. Definitely it came from orthodox family. So therefore they are becoming another spiritual. Okay. So Shastra says you have to do samskrita karmas, prakrita to samskrita. Then your life becomes so beautiful, wonderful, meaningful, purposeful. Otherwise, meaningless, useless, purposeless, wonderless. So convert your life into a a blossoming life, not a mere ordinary life, always with no gloomy face in that. Have a charm in your life. Next Brahmanam is sixth Brahmanam. That is what Grihastha life we have to convert into a for spiritual upliftment. That's why wife, his name is what? Saha Dharma Charini. சகதர்ம, அவர் தர்மமா இருக்கணும் ஃபர்ஸ்ட், அப்புறம் தானே சகதர்மம். அவரே தர்மமா இல்லைன்னா இந்த அம்மா என்ன பண்ண முடியும்? அவர் சந்தியாவந்தனம் பண்றது இல்ல, காயத்ரி பண்றது இல்ல, ஒண்ணுமே இல்ல, பூஜை இல்ல, புனஸ்காரம் இல்ல, எப்ப பார்த்தாலும் கிரிக்கெட் மேட்ச் பாத்துட்டு இருப்பான், இல்லன்னா செல்போனு டிவியா கம்ப்யூட்டர்ல உட்காருவான், இல்லன்னா ஒரு பெக்கு அந்த மாதிரி ஒரு கேட்டகரி இப்படி எல்லாம் உட்கார்ந்து அந்த அம்மா என்ன பண்ண முடியும்னு. She cannot help him. That is why Griha Yajamani is the Patni. That's why they have given more power to the woman in the house. Griha Yajamana, and she is the main who is helping for Dharma. Dharma progeny for propagation of this culture, Vedas. That is the purpose of marriage, vivaha, not to fulfill desires. That is nothing. Fulfilling hunger, but that you convert that into worship. Similarly, that Shastra never says you all become sannyasis. Apurda unga moksham varona Shastra sollave illa. Ella rishis alaga nalla குட்டி குழந்தைங்க அவன் பார்த்து சாஸ்திரம் should not talk. புரியுது? சாஸ்திரம் has to address maximum people which is more congenial for entire society. That only சாஸ்திரம் talks about. Later after Vanaprastha Ashrama, be ready for sannyasa. That is your moksha. Jeevan Mukti is your goal. Never forget that. கமான் தர்ம அர்த்த காம மோக்ஷ புருஷார்த்தான் எவ்ரிதிங் இன்க்ளூடெட் பியூட்டிஃபுல்லி டிசைன் வேதிக் டிசைன் இஸ் த டிசைன் அந்த டிசைனுக்கு அப்புறம் எந்த டிசைன் வந்தாலும் அவுட் அவுட் வாட்டு அது என்ன ஹிட் சாங் ஹிட் பை அனதர் மாடல் பட் வேதிக் டிசைன் இஸ் த ஃபேண்டாஸ்டிக் டிசைன் இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு நோ த வேதிக் டிசைன் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திர Without studying Shastra, person is never become complete. How to understand? Slowly, gradually. How it has come? Next Brahmanam, fifth Brahman is Vamsha Brahmanam. It is came from that Lord Brahmaji himself. Adi Guru Paramatma gave the teaching to Brahmaji. From Brahmaji, Vasishtha, Yajnavalkya, Vyasa, all those parampara, guru parampara, acharya parampara, we have to remember every day. It is called what? Brahma yajnam. Rishi yajnam or Brahma yajnam. Remembering all the rishis every day. Especially Shukla Yajurveda, here those who are propagated, all their names given. Significance is that all the rishis names given and the name of mother. And the mother's name, Srilingam. அதே நேம் தே கிவ் டு புருஷலிங்கம் இத்திருக்க போட்டாலும் புருஷலிங்கம் பூம்லிங்கம் ஆயிடும் சோ ஆல் தி ரிஷீஸ் காட் தேர் மதர்ஸ் நேம் ஆன் தேர் மதர்ஸ் நேம் ஓன்லி தே ஆர் ஆல் கால்ட் தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஹவு மச் இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் தே ஹவ் கிவன் டு உமன் யூ நோ நவ் தே ஆர் ஃபைட்டிங் ஃபார் ரைட்ஸ் மாத்ரு தேவோ பவ மதர் இஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டீச்சர் ஹவு தே கிவ் மதர்ஸ் நேம் ஓன்லி என்ன அம்மா தான் தாய் இல்லைன்னா யாரு Mother is the first teacher. So therefore, Vamsha Brahmanam, remembering all those rishis, we are showing our gratitude. Studying Shastra also, now what we are doing, we are giving and the rishirunam, we are, and the debt, that is called rishirunam. If we study, we are giving up, showing our gratitude and doing our rishi yajnam. ரிணானுபந்த ரூபேண பசு பத்னி சுதாலயான ரிணக்ஷயே க்ஷயம் யாந்தி என்ன அவருக்கு ரிணம் இருந்தாதான் திருப்பி வரும் ரிணம் இருந்தா திருப்பி வரும் அது என்ன என்ன பண்ணணும் ரிணம் இருக்கக்கூடாது டெட் இருக்கக்கூடாது Therefore we have to remember the rishis and offer our salutations to all the teachers parampara, and we have to propagate this more and more. First we have to assimilate, then we have to share with our family members. It may not become a public teacher outside, at least veetla irukavanga sollirukalam illayo some points what you have understood, adhu pannanum at least. அது தான் அவருடைய மெயின் ஜாபா இருக்கணும் எல்லாருக்குமே. So with this I conclude sixth chapter also. Entire Brihadaranyaka summary is over. We have completed 11 Upanishad. ஈஷகேன கட பிரஶ்ன முண்ட மாண்டுக்ய தித்திரிஹி ஐதரேயம் ச சாந்தோக்யம் பிரஹதாரண்யகம் ததா ப்ளஸ் கைவல்யம். We have done 11 Upanishads summary. So it's very interesting also. By the grace of the Lord and our Gurus, we have completed entire this Upanishadic summary. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. ॐ शांति 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 हरिः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ.